Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Mishcon, and welcome to the Self-Care Club Clinic.
Your daily dose of self-care. Stress is the trash of modern life. We all generate it, but if you don't dispose of it properly, it will pile up and overtake your life. That's from Terry... I don't know their surname.
Guimets. I believe it's French.
Guimets.
Oui.
Anyway, it's true. It's a very good quote.
It is. Stick it in the recycling.
What I love is Lauren has written all these quotes. You found all these quotes.
Yeah.
But you found really random quotes.
I know you're going to be very shocked at this. I keep a selection of inspirational quotes on my phone in notes.
Are you serious?
I am deadly serious. I will show them to you. Nicole is looking at me like, I don't
like
know
she's
who
just
you
grown
are.
Another head.
I don't know who you are. I've never met you.
I mean, I don't get that.
I do. Because sometimes I can like just turn to them and it will be helpful or inspiring in a moment.
Oh, self-care.
Shock horror.
Lauren actually implements some self-care.
I actually had this list long before we ever had the podcast. So there you go. Maybe it was like sitting there just waiting to happen.
It was.
Waiting to unfold like a beautiful flower.
We could do a week of inspirational quotes.
Well, I've already done it. So you can do a week of inspirational quotes.
So fuck you, because I do it every fucking day.
Here's a question from Kel. Kel asks, what should I eat when I've got a horrible cold? Well, the answer, I think, is fairly simple. Anything you bloody want.
Yes.
Feed a cold, starve a fever. Isn't
That's
that
it.
What they say?
That's it. Feed, but then I always think it's feed a fever because that always goes better.
You starve the fever. Obviously, let's start with the classic chicken soup. As a couple of Jewish mothers, this is what we would always prescribe.
Jewish chicken soup. Go to a Jewish deli and pick yourself up some chicken soup.
They don't call it Jewish penicillin for nothing.
It really, really, really helps.
It really helps.
And also because the main ingredient, as I always tell my kids, is love.
Absolutely. It really is. It gets you through anything, chicken soup.
It really does.
Cold, flu, COVID, a nervous breakdown, whatever's going
nervous
on.
Nervous breakdown.
It does.
Yeah. In the Jewish community, if something bad has happened, like if there's been a death or someone's very ill or anyway, what happens in the Jewish community is people rally round and
you
do
boil
like a food rota. They do food rotas.
Yeah, they
don't
do.
They?
Yeah.
And it now goes online and you have to put your name down.
Yeah.
For the food rota, and I'm always too late and I always miss on the food rota. And the one thing that is always there is chicken soup. That is the first thing that will come to someone's house when something awful has happened is chicken soup.
You boil up them carcasses.
Yeah.
Right, so that's number one. Two, and listen, I'm saying it, I know Nicole should be, but you've got to keep hydrated. You've got to drink. Have a lot of fluids when you have a cold. So I don't care what you're drinking. Maybe like some honey and lemon tea.
Don't sit there drinking Diet Coke or coffee.
No, no.
That's not going to help.
Honey and lemon tea.
Yeah.
Or
water.
Chamomile tea sweetened with honey.
Yep.
Any form of soup. Because if you've got a sore throat with a cold, then it's not very nice.
No.
So anything that's going to get you some nutrients in and be sort of warming and soothing.
Yeah.
Food-wise, just whatever you feel like.
Yeah.
Don't restrict yourself.
Just be nice to yourself.
Yeah.
And also, for the challenge of the day, is go listen to our show, Self-Care When You Are Sick.
Oh, yeah.
And we were both sick.
We were, simultaneously, which was fortunate for the show, but not fortunate for us.
Well, we couldn't do anything. We were so
unwell. We were
unwell.
Too unwell.
Yeah. So that is our Self-Care Club Clinic of the day. We wish you better, Kel.
Yeah, we wish you better.
And we'll be back tomorrow.